Backseat Box Office voicemail show for episode number 44, including the results from the weekend of July 22nd through the 24th, 2011. Hey, this is Tony, and you are listening to the Backseat Box Office Results Show. I am one of the Backseat producers. We have this little show called Backseat Box Office, wherein we make picks of what we think the box office results for each weekend are going to be. This just happens to be the results show from that, so if this is the first time you've ever listened to us, I highly recommend you go back and listen to Backseat Box Office number 44. That is the show that we'll be referencing when we give these picks. It was an interesting week at the box office this weekend. Most of us kind of expected it to go one way, and it went very, very much another. We had all pretty much predicted that Harry Potter, with its $160 bajillion the previous weekend, would continue to steamroll everything. One thing many of us did not count on was the fact that most fans were counting on wanting to see this movie, getting out to see it the opening weekend, having to know what happened and how they were going to treat their beloved Harry Potter, and not see it again. And that most of the people who were going to see it saw it opening weekend. It blew away all kinds of box office records when it opened, and I'm pretty sure it maybe made a few more records when it dropped over 70%. In fact, it dropped 72% over the weekend, and I don't think any of us thought it was going to fall quite that far. Nor did we predict that Captain America was going to rock out $65 million this weekend. I think a few of us thought it would, but I think we thought Harry Potter would probably only lose about 50%, easily having it beating Captain America. Unfortunately, it only made $47.4 million in its second weekend. That means that Captain America came in first, Harry Potter came in second. Following that up, Friends with Benefits, another new flick, came in third with $18.6 million. Transformers just keeps holding on. It came in fourth this weekend. Horrible Bosses came in fifth. Now, not too many people picked below that, but I'm going to go ahead and read all the way down to what someone did pick. We had Zookeeper come in at sixth. Cars 2 came in at seventh. Winnie the Pooh came in at eighth. Yeah, somebody picked Winnie the Pooh. Let's go ahead and jump into those picks and see how everybody did. First up, we did have three 25s. There were three folks who did correctly predict that Cap would beat out Harry Potter. Actually, there was a fourth person that did pick Cap beating out Harry Potter, but we'll get to his picks in just a sec. So we had Jeff, BD, and Cougaron all picking Captain America, the First Avenger at first, Harry Potter, The Deathly Hallows Part 2, coming in at second, Friends with Benefits in third, Transformers, The Dark of the Moon coming in at fourth, and Horrible Bosses in fifth. So congratulations to Jeff, BD, and Cougaron. You guys rocked out the 25s this week. Well done. Next up, we've got a pair of voicemail that give us some of the picks that got 22 on the week.
Hey, Tony, this is Art. Just calling my picks. Gonna go with, as much as I really want to go the other way, I'm gonna go with Harry Potter at number one, Captain America at number two, Friends with Benefits, number three, Transformers Dark of the Moon, number four, Horrible Bosses, number five. So, you, me, and Andrew will make our own trifecta. Forget Jonathan. Alright, bye.
Hello, this is Father Beast, and I'm without mentally recording, and probably will be for the foreseeable future, but I'll report to you anyway, so we can go on with the movies. Last week, Harry Potter made a butt-ton of money. Perhaps some people were surprised on just how much money it made. I made a fortune on a HSX betting on Harry Potter, speculating on Harry Potter, and it really, really came through for me. It was just ridiculous. Which reminds me, I have Andrew's trader name on HSX. I am, of course, Father Beast, all one word. So I've got Andrew on my trader watch list, but I don't have Tony, and I don't have Jonathan, and Jonathan keeps referencing HSX, so I'm thinking he might have an account there, so I want to see how you guys are doing. Continuing with last week's results, Transformers was number two with way, way, way less, and everybody else, of course, had way, way, way less than Harry Potter. Horrible Bosses did number three, Zookeeper did number four, Cars 2 did number five, and to almost everybody's disappointment, Winnie the Pooh did number six. Congratulations, Andrew. You're usually wrong, but this time you were right. I cannot believe it. I did moderately badly. Well, actually pretty well, considering everything. I got a 22 because I put Harry Potter... not Harry Potter. I put Winnie the Pooh at number four, and Menley did not so well because she put Winnie the Pooh as the number two movie, and it turned out to be number six. Anyway, coming this week is Captain America, and people are asking, is Harry Potter big enough to keep rolling over Captain America? Some people compared him to the Juggernaut. And interestingly enough, Captain America and the Juggernaut are both comic book characters published by Marvel, and although Captain America's pretty awesome, he doesn't stand a chance against the Juggernaut. The Juggernaut is just... there's no conceivable way to hurt him. And I think something similar is going to happen with this Harry Potter. Even if it drops like 60% and Captain America does better than expected, they'll still be like almost even. So only in the distant possibilities can Captain America possibly get ahead of Harry Potter. I think the Juggernaut's just going to roll over Cap. So the question here is, how far is this going to go? Because is Harry Potter then going to beat... Planet of the Apes, but is Harry Potter then going to beat Cowboys and Aliens the next week? And is it going to beat Planet of the Apes the week after that? It's certainly a possibility, but, you know, these are big movies they're thinking are going to do really well. But we shall see, we shall see. The movies coming out this week, of course, are Captain America, as I've already mentioned. And I got to say, I've got a better feeling... about Captain America after seeing Harry Potter, because I saw the new trailer for Captain America at the screening for Harry Potter, and I said, oh, well, this actually looks better now, because it's focused more on his character. Captain America, his superpowers really aren't that great. He's just a physical human perfection. But what's really impressive about him is his patriotism and his character. And when in this trailer they showed they tossed a grenade out there and everybody scattered and he jumped on the grenade as something of a test, that demonstrated his character a little bit better. And of course they saw him shooting a gun, which is perfectly fine with me, even though Cap in his normal crime fighting circumstances doesn't carry a gun. I think it perfectly suitable that he would in a war situation. The other movie coming out this week is Friends with Benefits. Some people may find it hard to believe, but up until about 3 years ago, I did not know what this phrase meant. I'd never heard it before. So everybody's sort of disgusted with me, and so my wife says she knew it. She's heard the term all the way back to high school. And of course, everybody I know is pretty much, they do not want to see this movie. It sounds crude and gross. To me, it sounds going to be a standard romantic comedy, which doesn't interest me, but some people might go to see it. And so now we get to our picks. It should be of interest to you that me and Menley texted back and forth to each other, like on Wednesday, what our picks were going to be. And because we were both at work, yes, I know, we're texting at work, bad people, whatever, we'd forgotten certain of the movies. In fact, one of the first picks we threw at each other said, "Oh, it's going to be Harry Potter, Captain America, Horrible Bosses, Zookeeper, Cars 2," and it's like, "Oh, well, we forgot about Transformers." And another version didn't have Friends with Benefits, because I think Menley tried to forget that the movie was coming out. But once we got home and checked our files and said, oh, these are the movies that were top five last week, and these are the movies that are coming out, Menley gave me her final list, and I looked it over and realized that it was also mine. So here it is. For the first time ever, Father Beast and Mentally agree totally. And Father Beast and Mentally's picks are number 1, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, number 2, Captain America, the First Avenger, number 3, Friends with Benefits, number 4, Transformers Dark of the Moon, and number 5, Horrible Bosses. You guys do know that Horrible Bosses is like a remake of that old Dolly Parton movie 9 to 5, don't you? That's why I think it'll do well, because it's a remake. So, anyway, that's what we have. Since we agree with each other, we're probably right. Yeah, I'm recording this on a Saturday, so although I haven't looked at the numbers, I've seen some of you guys' picks, and some of you are going to be wrong. So, we shall see come the end of the weekend, and we'll talk to you again another time. This is Father Beast, signing out.
All right, thanks, Art and Father Beast. I guess also thank you to Mentally, because even though she didn't leave a voicemail, her picks were given to us through Father Beast's voicemail. That said, those picks were Harry Potter in first, Captain America in second, Friends with Benefits in third, The Transformers in fourth, and Horrible Bosses in fifth. Not only did Art, Father Beast, and Mentally make those same picks, but myself, Andrew, Tom, Kirk, and Sam, our lady friend Sam, not our lady friend Sam, that's a different Sam who's not actually female. This is actually Foul Sorceress Scott's lady friend Sam. I do believe this might be one of the few times that, if not the only time, that Sam has actually beaten Scott in the picks for the week, because we haven't heard his picks yet. He didn't get a 22. Next up, we have another set of picks that also garnered us a 22 for the week. Let's go ahead and listen.
Hey, this is William Paul. Just thought I'd call in my picks for the week. I think I'm going to go Captain America as number 1, Harry Potter 7.5 at number 2, Friends with Benefits, it looks really good, Transformers 3 at number 4, and then at number 5... The Pooh. Winnie the Pooh. I mean, come on. You know, everyone that was going to go see Winnie the Pooh this past weekend actually went to go see Harry Potter. So now their weekend's clear, so they can go see Winnie the Pooh. So those are my picks, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right. Thank you, William. Now, I mentioned before that we had somebody who picked Winnie the Pooh. That was William. I also mentioned that we had someone that correctly predicted the Cap would beat Harry Potter. Again, that was William. He actually had his top 4 picks dead on perfect. Unfortunately, his number 5 was Winnie the Pooh, and that came in 8th this week. So he also got a 22. Next up, we had Sergio, who picked Harry Potter in first place, Cap in second, Transformers 3 in 3rd, Friends with Benefits in 4th, and Horrible Bosses in 5th. Now, Horrible Bosses was right, but the 1st and 2nd and the 3rd and 4th place picks were flipped. That got him a 20 on the week. We have one more voicemail to listen to, so let's go ahead and hear from Tad.
Hey, Backseat Box Office. This is Tad from Mesa, calling from sunny Las Vegas today. Enjoying the cool weather here. It's at least 10 degrees cooler than it is back home in Mesa. But anyway, if anybody's out in Vegas, you might want to check out the pool at the Golden Nugget Hotel and Casino. It has a shark tank right in the middle of the pool, and then it has a water slide, one of those tube ones that goes right through the middle of the shark tank. So you can slide down the water slide and slide through the shark tank and see the sharks in there. Stuff. It's pretty neat. Anyway, calling with my picks for this week, I'm going to go with Harry Potter at number 1, Captain America at number 2. I think even if Harry Potter drops 60%, I don't think Captain America is going to quite have the ticket sales to surpass it. So I'm going to go with Captain America at number 2, Friends with Benefits at number 3. I'm going to go with Horrible Bosses at number 4. And Transformers at number 5. I think Transformers is losing a lot more than Horrible Bosses, and that Horrible Bosses is going to overtake it for the number 4 position this week. So those are my picks, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks, Tad. And for those of you who might not have remembered that from a few seconds ago, Tad picked Harry Potter in first, Cap in second. Those, of course, were reversed. Friends with Benefits in third, which was dead on perfect. Horrible Bosses in fourth, and Transformers in fifth. And now Horrible Bosses and Transformers were actually reversed. So that got him a 20. It also got Uriah, Tim, Foul Sorceress Scott, and Jonathan a 20 for the week. And that was it. Those were our picks for the week. Next, let's go ahead and take a quick look at the leaderboard. Now, if you remember from last week, I'm not going to go through the full leaderboard. It just started getting a little tedious. I don't know if anyone was really all that interested in listening to me spout out about all 25-ish picks for the week. So instead, we're going to give you a rundown of how the hosts are doing, how the top 10 are doing, and some of those may or may not be the hosts, and then any major moves for the week. If somebody moved more than three or four spots, generally upward, we're not gonna rub it in anybody who fell too far. But for those folks that did move up in the leaderboard, we'll give them a shout out as well. The biggest move of the week came from Cougaron. He actually did not crack the top 10, but he went from 15th to 11th. His 25 this week brought his average score up to a 21.17. That actually catapulted him past Andrew and myself. We are in 13th and 12th, respectively. I actually went down from 11th to 12th, and Andrew maintained the 13th spot. We are 1/10 of a point difference. I have a 22.13. He has a 21.13. He has a 21.03, and Jonathan in ninth place has a 21.2. We are 17/100 of a point separate the three hosts. Launching into the top 10, we had Father Beast in number 10. Jonathan, again, is in number 9. Tim fell from 7th to 8th. His score of a 20 brought him to an average score of 22. Jeff went up from 8th to 7th. His 25 brought him up to a 22.28. Art maintains the 6th place spot with his 22 score this week brought him down slightly to 22.44. Tad's 20 brought him down to a 22.91. That also brought his rank down from 4th to 5th. Joe, who did not participate this week, managed to climb up in the rankings by maintaining his average score of a 23. BD's 25 brought his score up to a 23.4. Kirk's 22 brought his down to 23.5, so they are very close to each other. And Tom's 22 this week brought him down to a 23.7, but he still maintains the first place spot. Thanks, everybody, for participating this week. I'm liking the shorter format of this show. I'm kind of curious to see what you guys think of it. Now, I say it's shorter format, but we still had some good voicemail in there that are actually probably going to make this episode a little bit longer than they've been in the past few weeks, but that's all right. Hopefully we get some more voicemail from you. Again, if you're listening and you're participating, do not forget that all the leaderboards, everything is going to reset on the Labor Day weekend. So as we approach this Labor Day weekend, we are getting down to the wire for solidifying your place on the leaderboard. Right now, Tom is in first, but a good week by Kirk or BD and a bad week by Tom could mix it all up. And I think this week proved that none of us are perfect in our picks. And even though we were, a number of us were very sure of Harry Potter beating Captain America, that did not happen. And to be honest, with three new movies coming out, Cowboys and Aliens, Crazy Stupid Love, and The Smurfs, I really have a feeling that this could be anybody's week, and this could shake things up dramatically. This could be a week kind of reminiscent of what we saw around Oscar time. I really believe that things could shake up dramatically. Then again, I could be wrong. Goodness knows I was wrong with my picks last week. Again, thanks for listening. Don't forget that we do record on Wednesday evenings if you're around. If you're not doing anything, around 11 p.m. Central Time. Hop on to Ustream, look for back-seat-producers, or follow me on Twitter. We normally tweet when we're doing the Backseat Producers show, and when we tweet, when we broadcast during that, I actually throw out the link, so you can look on Wednesday evening's tweets for @TonyMast, and you will see the link to the Ustream site. You can join us there in the chat room, chat with some of the fellow Backseat Producers / Backseat Box Office listeners, maybe even just toss your picks out or give some live commentary about how terrible our picks are or about Jonathan's passion for childish films. Kind of curious to see what he's going to say about the Smurfs this week. Just saying. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.